There is a man who is part of our collective brain trust. There's a man who spent over 10,000 hours interviewing the ladies, listening to what they have to say, and he brings that wisdom to the program each and every week. I'm talking about none other than the expert on male-female relations, the author of The System, controversial, often quoted. And here he is once again on the radio, ladies and gentlemen, Doc Love from DocLove.com. Doctor!
Yes.
Doctor, please!
You need love help?
Well, and that's, I was just telling the audience, you know, we've been talking about this stuff. The reality is, in order to enact a lot of the techniques that we've discussed in the previous weeks, you really need to have a gal. And that's one of the things that we haven't truly covered. What if you don't have a gal whatsoever?
Yeah, how are we going to get one?
How are we going to get one?
How are we? But so there's two things I want to talk about. The first thing is this. You never take women personally. You have to realize that when you're out there getting cell phone numbers, that it's a numbers game. Now, I was in sales all my life, so I naturally thought out of the box. I didn't go to Psychology 101 to find out information about women, because when I did, I found out it didn't work in the street. So what you have to, what I did was, if I have to call on 100 people to find maybe 10 or 20 prospects to maybe get two or three sales, I can't look at the 97 rejections and take them personally. This is what a lot of guys do. Not everybody, girl out there will like you, but the point is this, you've got to talk to them. You've got to approach them. You've got to go up to them. This is part of it. But the point is this, when they turn you down, you cannot take women personally. The strongest salesmen in the world love the word no, because they know they're getting closer to the next one. The second item I want to go over is, are you prepared? Are you like a Boy Scout that says, I am prepared? Have you studied my materials? Do you know what to do and say? Are you going to keep it light and funny and not talk about sex and look at her boobs? Are you going to show this girl that you've got class and manners? These are the things, because out of the blue, you're going to run into her. You might take a turn in the market, and all of a sudden, your carts bump into each other. You might be at a business meeting, and the girl sits down next to you. You look over, you can't believe it. I want to marry this girl. Am I prepared? Do I look sharp, or am I wearing beat-up shorts, a dirty T-shirt, and flip-flops?
Hey!
That's the way you dress, Dave?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm married. I'm off the market. I'm not trying to impress the ladies. I'm not dragging bait. I don't have a trout line behind me.
Hey, Dave, if I were on a desert island, I'd wear a tuxedo. I want you to know that.
Right, but you know what? But you know, in deference to what you said, whenever I'm at a topless bar like the Penthouse Club, I always try to maintain eye contact with the ladies.
Yeah, because everybody else is looking at their body.
That's right. It sets me aside.
Yeah, you gotta set yourself off from these other guys. And that's the whole idea. Are you prepared? Do you have a beautiful watch? Are your shoes shined? Is this girl gonna look at you, look at the other guys, and notice that you look a lot sharper? Or this guy has a certain way of dressing that's different from the other guys? You gotta stand out.
Like my dad used to say, get a $10 pair of shoes, but make sure you have a $5 shine on them.
Your dad was a wise man, Dave.
Some people called him a clothes whore, but he understood about style. He understood about being a bon vivant and how not to be like a peacock, but to have plumage attracts the ladies.
Yeah, you want a little, you know, I'm a watch guy. I'm into watches. I got 9 watches. And they're all beautiful. But I got this one I wear. I don't know why. It's all white. The face is white. It's pearl. It's got a white. And I have more women in markets looking at my watch for some reason. I guess guys just don't wear white watches. But the other 8 are beautiful, but I don't get any looks on them. But what I do is I wear a shirt, a long sleeve shirt, and I pull it up so the sleeve is up a little bit, so it shows the arm, and so this watch jumps out at you. Another thing women look at is shoes. If you're wearing leather shoes, you got to make sure they're shined. You got to look. I don't want you guys looking like, you know, you just got off a construction job. You got to look sharp. And the main thing is this: is you got to have confidence, self-control, and you got to know what to say by keeping it light and funny and trying to make this girl laugh.
You make it sound so easy, but it's not that easy. And especially
very hard to do.
When you're getting rejected, when you're getting shot down, it eats away at your core. It validates the self-loathing or the self-doubt that we are all, unfortunately, factory equipped with.
Yeah.
And you have to overcome that.
You got to get past it because you can't say, well, I'm just going to stay home now and hopefully she'll just pound on the door while I'm watching cable. It's not going to happen. So when you're out there,
the girl of
around,
my dreams delivered my pizza.
And looking for an opportunity to talk to some people. You know, go to speed dating, get on the internet, go to dancing classes, go to business meetings. You know, everywhere you go, half the people there are female.
Now, some of the preceding lessons that we've shared with you on the program have included attempting to equip you with the tools you need necessary, specifically for social networking, as well as how to work through the first, second, and third dates. We've posted all this on the blog. You've got a weekly radio program via the internet at Ask Doc Love. It's from DocLove.com. It's on Fridays at 6 p.m. And you have a system called The System.
Right. The things that turn women off, we're not going to do those things anymore. We're not going to talk about negative things. We're not going to badmouth the ex. We're going to keep this conversation uplifting and positive, and we're going to make her smile, we're going to make her laugh. And we're going to stand out from those other guys, and she's going to say, you know, this guy isn't as good looking as I would like, but boy, he's got such a great personality, and I'm comfortable with him. He's got manners and class. He keeps his hands to himself. He doesn't pressure me. I can't wait to see him again.
Exactly, as opposed to the good-looking guy in the ratty shorts and the flip-flops that has the radio program.